protesters gathered outside of the JBS meatpacking plant on Thursday to protest both the slaughter of animals and stand in solidarity with employees sick infected by COVID-19. Jeremy Beckham is the executive director of the Utah Animal Rights Coalition, also known as UARC.
There's no question that our protest today is also in solidarity with those workers. We think it's kind of unconscionable, the position that they've been put in, where they have to basically choose between risking their lives and risking their livelihood.
UARC partnered with People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA. They saw the controversy around COVID-19 at the plants as an opportunity to highlight their cause.
And so UARC partnered with PETA on this protest today to kind of raise awareness that one of the reasons that COVID is with us to begin with is because we hurt animals, and then we have slaughterhouses that become hotspots of COVID outbreaks. And maybe it's time to start rethinking this to prevent the next pandemic before it occurs.
PETA and UARC demanded in their protest that the plant close until JBS could commit to only making plant-based products. To some, it may sound far-fetched, but Beckham isn't deterred.
I definitely don't think it's going to happen tomorrow, but I absolutely think we are going to have a future sooner than we might think, where we no longer view animals as a food source and we shift away from animal agriculture. You see the effects of climate change from animal agriculture, land usage, topsoil degradation, and also people's attitudes towards the value of the life of animals is also changing. It seems like nothing changes, and then all of a sudden there's quite rapid change.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.